Hey, buddy.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, dude? What's your movie watching life up to?
Not really that exciting. Pretty depressing. Because we just watched Long Legs.
Should we get into it?
Let's just jump right into that bad boy.
We're gonna bullshit for
Long Legs, man.
Yeah.
Haven't felt that uncomfortable since birth.
Right.
Yeah.
And you remember that.
I do. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's sticky.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. It was the kind of wet you don't like being.
Yeah.
No towels available.
Yeah. I don't normally like being wet, to be honest, unless I'm in the shower.
Right.
Water parks, not for me.
You're not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Not sanitary.
Long Legs.
Fan of that.
Not a fan of how it made me feel.
How many schmeckles out of five would you give it?
Enough to keep Satan and Nicolas Cage away from me. Whatever the number is, six more than that.
6 million more than that?
6 million more. Take them all. Take them all. And the hidden ones that weren't reported. And the 20 million from Russia. I don't give a shit. I never want to see that man in my yard.
That's fair.
Great movie.
Great.
A lot of fun. Very eerie. Very unsettling. They did exactly what they needed to do with that one.
It's one of those unsettling movies, man, that stick with you, really like drag out the tension, which is
my favorite.
Like we were talking about earlier, those types of movies that they just feel evil, you know?
Yeah.
Or something's just off, whether it's just the way it's shot.
Absolutely.
You know, the frame, the way it holds on to a subject and the music, the way it builds.
Yeah.
Just things are just something's not quite right.
Right. Like we spoke about how Hereditary does that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the shots in this one kind of felt that way. It was like long shots, still shots. They just let you sit in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, my eyes are bouncing around.
Right.
Looking for what they're feeding me.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike Hereditary, this movie just didn't. Mm. It just wanted you to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
It's great, though.
I appreciate it. Yeah, very wide shots.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't help but dart around.
Yeah, absolutely.
See what's going on. Yeah, very wide shots. Very slow zooms, you know.
Yeah.
Felt very, like, 70s in the way, like, those slow
drawn
out zooms were pretty cool.
I got a big Silence of the Lambs vibe from the movie as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I got a big, big Silence of the Lambs. Yeah, I mean, thought it was cool. The plot twist was pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
About like halfway through the movie, I kind of started piecing little bits of it together.
Yeah,
but I didn't really see that, you know, mom was the helper the whole time. Like that was rad.
I didn't either. But as I'm watching it a second time, because I saw it before you,
right?
I was thinking, yeah, of course it's the mom. Yeah,
you're
giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Sure,
like no way it's the mom.
Can't be the mom.
But it's the mom. Spoiler alert.
It's always
the
mom.
I'll put a spoiler alert right there.
Bing.
Probably should put it earlier. Tell the spoiler and then say spoiler alert.
Right. Oops.
That's how we do things around here.
Yeah.
But I picked up on a lot of things that I did not the first time, naturally.
What'd you grab your second time around?
Well, it was towards the beginning. It was right after Lee Harker, the main protagonist. She has a psychic hunch, if you will, that the person that they're looking for is in that house specifically.
Right.
You know, separate killer from Long Legs is just the beginning of the movie. And afterwards, they have her in that room, that dark room with that projector, and they're flashing different images.
Right.
And they say, just give us the first word that comes to mind, like a word association thing. And I forget what mother was. She said they flashed an image and she said mother.
Mm-hmm.
They flashed another image, which was that upside down triangle, and
Ooh.
She says father.
Ooh.
Which I thought was very interesting because we come to learn that's a symbol of Satan, the upside down triangle.
Hmm.
So that's interesting because Satan is, you know, the antagonist,
the
if
big
you will.
Bad.
He's the man downstairs.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Such a creepy thing to say.
A little bit.
The man downstairs. Yeah. Pretty explicit. Like, it's like, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But
that's cool. I mean, I'll have to watch it again to catch that. That seems pretty rad. That's fun.
Yeah.
I like when movies do that.
Me too.
Because it's telling you. Like, it's just kind of throwing it out there, like, hey, here's the ending of the movie, but yeah. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure, because right after the images, they did the numbers. And I don't remember what numbers she said, but once she kind of puts the numbers together later, I'm sure if you go back, she's probably reading the exact numbers. Because, it's probably just all in her head.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely some things that I could go for a third watch just to get everything out. But, it's pretty well crafted, I would say. It's absolutely a thriller, the way it develops.
They don't really go into how she knew that dude was in that house, though, right? Like,
no, she's just supposed to be psychic, and there's nothing. Hmm. There's no. Well,
do you think it has anything to do with her being a survivor?
That makes sense. Yeah, maybe it has something to do with her association with Long Legs.
Yeah, because they don't really go into that too much.
They don't go into too much.
Like how she knew.
They don't explain it too much when it comes to the supernatural aspects of the movie.
Satan, folks, Satan works in mysterious ways.
Exactly.
So you just gotta, keep that in mind.
Right. Yeah, the whole dolls with the metal balls in their heads and the dust that comes out. I guess that's supposed to be the devil magic.
Right, right, right.
You know, voodoo shit. And
Satan spirit.
Yeah, and she's under some kind of spell. Hmm. Like when the mom blows the doll's head off, you see the dark dust just kind of dispel.
Comes out of her as well as the doll's head, yeah.
And the doll's head, yeah. So maybe it was some sort of spell that she was kind of under control in the sense that she couldn't remember the events from her childhood.
Right, right.
It was very, it was very sinister the whole time. Watching the first time and the second time, I was getting a vibe of kind of like, I don't want to get too dark, but like child sexual ritual abuse.
Sure.
You know, if you could dive into like Pizzagate type shit like that. Like this idea of, I don't know, kind of like ritually abusing a child and having their memory repressed because of the trauma that they endure.
True.
I don't know. It seemed to parallel things like that.
A little bit. Yeah. I can see that. I wonder why he chose her family as well, because no dad. And the common denominator with all the other massacres were that the doll would get into the dad's head and the dad would kill everybody. But no dad with the Harker family, or at least no dad shown or even mentioned.
No, yeah, I guess, yeah, there was no dad. But the doll definitely has a control over everybody in the sense, but it always seems to be the dad that does the murdering.
So I wonder who was, if not the mom pleading and offering to help the Rage Cage, who would have done those murders? Because I don't think that was his first murder. So you can't chalk it up to like, oh, it's his first time, so he would do it, and then he learned the whole doll thing. But they didn't have a doll neither, so maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the motivation, I suppose, behind it all.
Are we poking holes in this movie? Oh,
maybe.
Shit.
But the problem is it's not explained enough in the movie, so you're forced to kind of draw your own conclusions. But as far as the Rage Cage and his association with the FBI agent's family, her and her mom, it seemed to be kind of part of his plan, but not in the sense that he needed somebody to help. It was just kind of like a nasty, sinister idea to make the mom carry out these horrendous acts.
Right.
I don't know.
He was definitely going to kill the mom, though, I think, right?
I
mean, he had her all tied up.
Yeah, so for whatever reason, they made a deal that he wouldn't...
Hmm.
He wouldn't harm... I don't know. Yeah, well, now you bring up the dad thing. Maybe the dad was the essential component in the murdering of the families, and because there was no father in the house, that the mother wouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It makes you wonder, because, like, it's definitely alluded that Rage Cage was, like, possessed on some level. Like, definitely a little touched in the head, but that would just make it easier to be possessed. Like, he would become the avatar for Satan to do his stuff. Fuck, I don't know where I was going with that shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with a lot of this. I don't have a lot of the movie worked out in my head, to be honest. Some of it's still kind of fuzzy, you know. Just kind of went along with the ride, you know.
You don't have any dolls in here, do you?
I mean, I have like a figurine of some kind. It doesn't have opposable limbs, though.
I like how the story was told, and I thought it was drawn out really, really well.
Yeah.
And then the ending was a little quick.
Yes.
Like, once they piece it together, it's just you're on one of those moving escalators in the airport.
Right.
And you just, woof, it's kind of just done. It's kind of over.
Totally. Yeah, as soon as Nick Cage bashes his face in.
Yeah, from there, the roller coaster drops.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I kind of appreciated. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
I guess we can get to maybe they could have, like, made it more of a mystery. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, kind of a...
I definitely wish the ending was a little bit more fleshed out. Mm. But it didn't leave me, like, confused or anything. Like, I mean, yeah, right. there's your questions and your theories, like with any movie. But it didn't leave me, like, unsatisfied.
Yeah, same.
It ended quickly, but I still liked it.
I mean, when you end the movie with... Get it on!
Right.
Bang it, go! Get it on! It's like, how could you hate it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love when movies do that. It kind of opened with like a pretty upbeat rock song, you know. It's a very cool contrast between the very dark.
Sure.
You know,
the director's definitely a fan of T-Rex.
T-Rex, you're right.
Because it opens up with lyrics on screen of a T-Rex song.
Oh, was that T-Rex song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. And then it closes out with a T-Rex song.
Yeah.
So that's pretty rad.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Pretty rad.
But
director, you were saying, is Psycho's son.
Yes. Anthony Perkins' son, Osgood Perkins.
Osgood?
Osgood.
Where are they from? What kind of name is Osgood?
I don't know, but they're American.
Really?
Anthony Perkins was American, so I assume his son is.
You get Osgood from the States?
Well, you know, they're actors, you know. They're all artsy-fartsy.
That's true.
You know. But
I'm going to name my daughter Chandelier.
Exactly. Osgood.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe
that's what he told his wife. Like, they hadn't picked a name out yet, and she just went through like 17 hours of labor. She's crying and covered in blood. And he's like, Osgood. And then she's all hopped up on epidural. She's like, I like it.
Yeah. That's a good origin name.
Maybe.
But yeah, he's made a few movies.
What else has he done?
I don't know if you've seen them. He made a movie called The Black Coat's Daughter.
Hmm.
Kind of a more independent sleeper horror. Also about demonic possession.
Hmm.
And kind of similar vibe to this
movie.
I thought this one was a little bit better. Black Coat's Daughter was cool, but some of the plot points were a little shoddy. I thought this was a stronger...
Did he write this as well?
Yeah, he wrote
this
one.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. Like you said, it kind of had that Silence of the Lambs vibe.
Yeah.
But then you get to the paranormal stuff where it's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You think,
true. All
right, maybe this is just like a simple, you know, procedural detective story. And then it's like, oh, there's supernatural elements, which I guess is kind of already.
Curveball, Satan.
Yeah. Which, you know.
Strike three.
They show them throughout the movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things, the movie, it's like, okay, is this just a person's imagination?
Right.
So.
But yeah, Silence of the Lambs definitely didn't have any supernatural aspects in it. It just had a creepy-ass Buffalo Bill cross-dressing and dropping lotion to people in a hole.
Right.
A little bit satanic, but not quite Satan.
Both very deranged.
Toes the line.
Killers. Yeah. Yeah, those are my favorite kind of movies. Mm. Those procedural crime.
Yeah.
And if you want to throw some supernatural elements into it, I'm open to it.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't like that aspect of the movie, I think. When that started to happen, I guess it lost a lot of the audience.
Yeah, boring-ass Christians.
Yeah, exactly.
They just want to watch regular murders. God forbid Satan kills a couple people.
Yeah, dude. We only murder if God tells us, not Satan.
Right. Then the Christians get, you know, their crosses in a bunch.
But, yeah, overall, I'd give it... Maybe like four schmeckles.
Yeah.
4.5 schmeckles out of 5, maybe.
I think out of 5, I'd give it a strong 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah. Like in between 3.5 and 4?
I didn't love... I liked it a little bit more the second time watching it. I was okay with it, maybe because I was expecting it. But the first time watching it, when the mom is kind of explaining exactly what's happening to the daughter,
mm-hmm.
kind of felt a little, what's the word?
Like hand-holdy.
Yeah. A little hand-holdy.
Yeah. I'll admit, I mean, that part made me feel good, holding my hand, because I'm like, oh, I felt smart for a second. I get it now.
Yeah.
But
there was a line where it's like, she was a nurse, but now she murders families. I was like, oh, is that what she's doing? Okay. It's not a big deal, right. But it's just like a little instance where I'm like, you know, show, don't tell. You know?
Right. Well, they kind of did a little bit of both.
They did a little bit of both.
She was narrating while showing.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that term? Exposition.
There we go.
Thank you. You got to toe the line when it comes to like exposition.
Yeah.
You don't want to. Yeah. Because then it quickly turns into, this is a movie, and we're telling you how it is.
Right.
How it is happening, how it's unfolding.
True.
So yeah, but other than that, yeah, it was a very unique kind of horror movie, I guess, and just the way it's presented. Even some of the plot points with like the dolls and using them. I guess it's not totally original, but just the way they kind of presented all these elements of basically demonic possession.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of creepy visuals.
For sure.
You know, there's Bahamut a bunch of times in the movie, like in the background. You're not meant.
Did you say Bahamut?
Yeah. Bahamut.
Is that how you say that?
How you
Baphomet?
Baphomet. There we go. I'm sorry. I'm not best friends with the demon. I don't know how to say his name. That's how you know I'm a good Christian boy.
Right. Me neither. Yeah, you know, I'm not, but you know.
I don't know.
Yo, put respect on his name, all right?
My bad. Please don't show up in my backseat later.
Just kidding, all right? He's not my boy, all right?
God, I'm going to be
Jesus
so,
all the way.
I'm going to be so pissed if I see Nicolas Cage in the middle of the road on my drive home. Like, God damn it. I did this to myself.
Dude, he was great in the movie, man.
He was like, he was super so unsettling. Fucking creepy.
He was. A lot of people were saying, oh, he's a little too Nick Cagey. He's getting a little too, like,
what?
Over the top. You know how Nick Cage is over the top, but for me, it was perfect.
Who complains about that?
Right.
Like, it's fun.
I don't know. For some people, I guess it took them out of it. Like, they weren't afraid of the character. But for me, it all worked for me.
Anybody who's not afraid of Nick Cage in that movie is probably friends with that type of person in real life. You're friends with somebody who kidnaps kids if you are not fucking horrified of Nick Cage in that movie.
Agreed.
He was creepy, he looked creepy, he spoke creepy, he moved creepy, like, everything he did. He was great in that movie. Fantastic.
Yeah, the scene, I guess it's not technically the opening scene, but it is. But further down the line, they show more and more of that opening scene where he visits the little girl who happens to be the FBI agent. The way he's just kind of singing.
Yeah.
Kind of like this weird, like, I don't know, maybe he's quoting a song. I don't know.
It almost felt like a curse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, right?
He's
like
a curse on him.
They were meaningless lyrics. They were, like, it's just meant to make the character seem weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like a curse.
Well, some of the lyrics, I would say, were just actually pretty explicit. The ones where he sang, like, basically saying, if you don't play nice, then I'll come back not once, not twice, but anytime I like. It's very explicitly evil.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Devil shit doing, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Now, do you think that was him speaking, or was that Budapest speaking through him?
I'm going to say his name wrong the whole time.
Was that Bubba Ray Dudley, or was that Nick Cage?
At least say, like, Beelzebub or, like, someone like an actual devil. Budapest. No, I really don't know, to be honest. I don't, I just see him as, like, an agent of the devil, you know? I've always seen him as he's aware of what he's doing. He's just the devil's right-hand man. Like, he's just there for it. I don't know. I kind of like that they don't really go into his motivations a lot. When it comes to, like, the killers and, you know, weird antagonists like that, you don't got to over-explain their origin.
Yeah, that's true. Just leave
that mystery to me. You were saying earlier, like, why you think they made his face look like that?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he just looked fucking weird, dude. Like, a lot of prosthetics.
Somebody on the internet said he looks a bit like Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my God. It makes me want a hot dog real bad.
But they're not wrong. I can kind of see it.
I mean, now that I think about it, I didn't notice it then.
Yeah.
I don't like thinking of Stifler's mom in that light, okay? I like Stifler's mom being hot, not looking like Nicolas Cage in Long Legs.
Well, she was looking kind of hot, but that was like 20-something years ago.
Well, that's the memory that I'm taking with me to the grave.
These days, she's probably looking a little bit like Long Legs, you know? Eek. But I thought that was funny.
That's Stifler's dad's problem, not mine. Or Finch's problem, I guess. Oh,
my God, yeah. But, yeah, a lot of cool scenes, a lot of, like, very creepy. Like, when she sees him outside of her house, and she goes out there. Yeah. She sees a silhouette in the forest, in
just
the mist.
Just standing there like Jason with the hair, just standing there all weird.
She goes out there, doesn't see him. It's, like, one shot in the front of her, like a tracking shot, doesn't see her.
Yeah.
One shot, and then she turns around. You can see the house in the back, and you see him just walking around her
house. You see him just in there.
So creepy.
Fucking weird.
Just long legging all over the place.
Right. Just lanky walking.
Yeah. I'm going to long leg here. I'm going to long leg there.
Ugh.
I'm a long leg anywhere. You know, just fucking.
See, I'm starting to get scared of you. I do not like this character at all, man. I'm going to see him in my dreams tonight.
Ugh.
Fun, but overall fun.
Very explicitly Satan. I find like a lot of demonic or devil horror movies,
they try to hide it a little
bit. It's always like, I don't know, it's like Beelzebub or fucking Paimon from Hereditary or something. Like, here it's like, no, it's Satan. Let's not beat around the bush, right? Okay, they're saying
let's
hail
not beat
Satan
around the burning bush, this
right
is Satan. Jesus. Oh man, yeah. A lot of explicit like you were saying before, a lot of like really cool demonic imagery, like all the shadow demons. Some of them were blatant, some of them were like hidden in the back, and you kind of, if you were looking for it, you'd find it. I caught, like I was saying, like 3 or 4 of them. Whenever they showed the dolls with the veil on them, there was always that creepy demon face underneath that would fade in and out.
Oh yeah, that creeped me out every time.
Yeah,
those,
hell yeah,
those glowing red eyes
creep me out. But I tell you what, I mean, if that were in my home, it would take me over, because I was looking in that bitch's eyes every single time.
Yeah, they're pretty hypnotic.
Couldn't help it. I was like, is that a demon under that veil? Yes. Yes, it is. And it's going to make you kill your family.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, like I said, there's a very interesting aspect to the plot. Like, so demonic entity making you murder your family. I don't know. I've never seen anything like that before.
Pretty wild.
Which is a little
hint of Halloween 3 in there.
Season of the Witch.
Yeah, like the mask you know, the outside thing that causes the bad thing.
Right.
But it's all, you know, Satan at its base. I mean, even though in Season of the Witch, the mask was like killing kids and shit. It wasn't making anybody go crazy and kill their family. It would just like melt your head and make you throw up bugs or something.
But yeah, there's some sort of entity, whether it's the devil or some sort of weird corporation that's kind of mind controlling these people or these kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, very interesting plot point, you know, and it's something I would imagine, you know, the devil would do. It's like the idea of...
The devil would be a sneaky little cunt like that.
Yeah. But destroying families, you know what I mean? Just... Like that being his mode, what gets him off is like, you know, a family murdering each other.
Right. Ugh.
You know, that's his ultimate goal.
Now that
destroy the nuclear family. That's what they want to do. That's what the devil wants to do. The devil worshippers. Goddamn devil worshippers. Want to have sex with little kids.
Them and the gay frogs.
I like big women. Yeah. But
the house that they go to in the beginning, where the dude shoots the other cop. So that was the most recent, I guess, victim, right? Like, was that the dad of the most recent murder? Because what were they looking for, right? Like,
That honestly never occurred to me. I guess I wasn't paying enough attention. Like, was he part of that whole long legs thing? Because in my mind, it was something totally separate. But in the opening scene, I think they mention... They don't really go... Do they go into the open... The opening scene is... Well, besides the Nick Cage, right after that is the FBI having their meeting and saying,
right,
you're going to knock on doors, just like in the movies, right, yada, yada, yada. I don't remember if they explained the case that they were casing.
I don't think they did, no. But, you know, when then she goes in the house and, like, everything is all tarped up and everything, so it kind of makes me wonder, you know, was that the most recent one in that long list of just dads killing their families and stuff? Like, now looking back on it, I'm kind of surprised that maybe the movie didn't show a doll. Because it would have been early enough that you don't know what you're seeing. But like we were saying before, with the hints and the clues that they throw in the beginning of the movie, it could have been one of those. If they show a doll, I don't know that that's significant yet. And then when I get to the end of the movie, I go, oh, shit, they showed a doll in the beginning.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They just kind of showed the tarped up house and then the dad in the room goes quietly.
Yeah, I should have been paying more attention. I don't remember if that scene is related to the other crimes. I don't remember at all.
Interesting.
But when they arrest him, he's like, yeah, book me. Like,
yeah, he's chilling.
Like, yes, I don't even remember what that was. But speaking of like the dolls, and I think that's kind of why they went with that look for Nick Cage, because his face looks like a prosthetic.
Yeah.
Which it, you know, is.
Yeah, right.
In real life in the movie.
And they even do it. They do it at one point. They show an unfinished doll's face, and then they transition straight into his.
You know what I just realized?
Nick Cage is a doll.
Exactly. Because he bashes his face in. Out, you bet. Mm-hmm. He has, you know, and then
that nose.
Maybe his whole, yeah, and maybe the Satan dust came out of him, and then he, I don't know.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Keeps doing his Satan stuff, just like with the dolls.
That pesky knucklehead Satan.
Whoa, dude, that's an interesting. That seems so obvious. I didn't even think.
We
of
just wrote
now.
The sequel. Osgood, give us a fucking call.
Long legier.
Long legs too. Electric boogaloo.
Yeah.
Electric leg boogaloo.
Long leggings. Yeah, no, if there's a horror movie that should not have a sequel, it's that one.
Absolutely.
Just keep, yeah.
Yep.
No, very cool. One of the best horror movies of the past few years, I think.
Definitely. It was a lot of fun.
We've been having some good ones this year, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely up there. What else to say about this movie? I mean, I could probably go on. I'm just... Yeah, just
watch it, buy it. Buy it. Give it your money. It was good. It was worth the money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Own it. Don't stream it. That way you can hold on to it forever for when they shut the grid down and you can't watch movies anymore.
This would be a movie that'll cheer you up when it's Civil War.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When shit gets really rough.
It could be worse, you know.
Yeah. When shit gets really rough, Nick Cage and Bangladesh, they're going to make you feel great. They're going to make you feel real good about the state of the world. In just a few weeks.
Yeah, right. But no, yeah, it's a good spooky movie for spooky season. So
spooky movie for spooky season.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 schmackles out of 5.
3.5.
Solid.
And that's Long Legs, ladies and gentlemen.